Hey, sweetie, what happened? You're never late to our movie nights. You look so stressed. Let me guess. Was it that professor who made you stay late again? I knew it. Ugh. I don't know why he needs to be such a jerk to you. You're a super sweet boy, and you definitely don't deserve that. I think I have something that can help put a smile on your face, though. Can you smell it? Yep, I baked you a cake. You're right, I'm not a big fan of cooking, but I wanted to do this as a way of saying thank you. For what? Come on, you know for what. Oh, you're gonna make me say it, aren't you? Okay, fine. You deserve it after all. Sit on the couch, please. Come on. Just thank you for helping me when stuff went bad. You know, when my ex-husband left me for that younger girl and took our son with him, I was just broken and lonely, and I didn't know how to cope with it and how to start things over. But then you saw me crying in front of my apartment door, and you sat down there and talked to me for hours. You had just moved in at the time and didn't even know me. That's even more amazing for me now that I know how shy you normally are. And the next day, damn, I still don't know what I had in my mind. I, a woman in her late 30s, asked you if you wanted to come and watch sci-fi movies, play video games, and eat pizza with me. Do you know how ridiculous that sounds? You probably thought I was gonna steal your organs or something. But you actually came, and I had such a great time. I don't know, ever since the first day we met, I always felt that I could be myself around you. You know, do things like talk for hours about completely irrelevant topics that I'm super passionate about. You never judged me for my age or, well, liking the kind of stuff that I do at my age. I really enjoy spending time with you, and I'm glad we made this a tradition. I love it every single time. And I think I rambled a lot more than I expected, but I just wanted to say that you're very important to me. To be honest, I never would have guessed that a college kid would end up being my best friend, but I'm really glad that it happened. Oh my God, you're blushing so much right now. Stop being so cute. But there's something else I wanted to say too. I think it's something important to talk about if we're ever going to keep doing this. Shit, this is gonna be so awkward. Please, promise you're not gonna freak out. No, I can't tell you what it is before. Hey, that doesn't even make sense. You have to promise first. You do? All right. I know you're not as innocent as you look. I mean, I notice how you look at me sometimes, how you stare at me when I bend over to pick something up in the kitchen, and how you look at my tits when I'm concentrating on something else. Hey, what did you promise about not freaking out? I'm not scolding you for this. I just wanted to talk about it. You're a young man full of hormones, and you're alone with a woman at her home for hours. I don't blame you. And okay, I'll just be honest here. I actually like it. I mean, I like feeling wanted, especially by you. Come on. Haven't you noticed that each time we see each other, I'm wearing more revealing clothes? Yeah, like on our first nights together, I was wearing some long dress or something. Then I started wearing jeans and t-shirts with very generous cleavage. Then yoga pants. And now I'm only wearing a thin sports bra and pajama shorts that barely cover my butt. A coincidence? Oh my god, you are so adorable, but so clueless. Guess I'll have to be very clear then. I have a big crush on you. You're the only one who's been there for me when I needed it. And I love your company so much. Initially, I thought I was misunderstanding it, that it was just really strong friendship, that you were too young for me, like everyone else would say. But it's not that. Every time I'm with you, my heart starts beating so fast, and I feel like I'm young again. And then I saw how you were looking at me sometimes. I mean, that's so wrong, but it felt so good when I noticed that. That's when I realized I really wanted to be desired by you, that I love when you look at my ass when I bend over that kitchen counter, that when you do that, I always wonder if you're fantasizing about coming behind me, taking my clothes off, and fucking me right there, because that's exactly what I'm fantasizing about, and I can't fucking help it. I know this is a lot, and it sounds super crazy, suddenly knowing that your neighbor, who's also your best friend, who's also almost double your age, has feelings for you, and also has extremely naughty thoughts involving you. Believe me, I almost gave up on telling this to you so many times, but I can't hide something like this anymore. I don't think it would be fair to you. So, if you can see me as anything other than your nerdy older friend or your neighbor, if you really mean it with those looks and stares you give me, please tell me. I know you're dying of embarrassment right now. It can just be a simple yes, and I'll take care of the rest. Really? I mean, I kind of knew it already, because your pants are almost dripping right now. But I wanted to hear from you, just to be sure. I would never want to force you or pressure you into anything. Anyway, I'm talking too much. Now that I know that you want me to, it's time to actually do something about it, isn't it? Just sit in a comfortable position and I'll slowly straddle you. How does it feel, sweetie? Having this soft, round, fat ass you've been devouring with your eyes, pressing down against your lap in these tiny, tiny shorts. Grinding against your cock. Does it feel as good as you imagined? Even better. I'm flattered. Now kiss me. You don't know how fucking bad I need you. I can't believe I'm finally doing this. Damn, your lips taste so good. Yes, of course you can grind back against me. No need to be shy, baby. I'm already on your lap, almost begging you to fuck me. Can't really get a better sign than that. Mm. No. Of course I don't care that you're a virgin. To be honest, the thought of corrupting a shy young man like you drives me even crazier. You can touch my tits now, too, by the way. I know how much you've wanted this. That's good. But it's not what I meant, silly. Touch them under my bra. Oh, that's definitely better. How does that feel? Playing with my big, soft tits. What a flatterer you are. But I guess you're right. You do have a lot to play with here. By the way, you don't need to be so gentle. I don't break that easily. Yeah, I like that. Good boy. Was that a shiver? Ugh. So you like being called good boy. That's very interesting. I was thinking about giving myself to you tonight, but since you're not very experienced and you like being my good boy so much, I have other plans now. I'm going to teach you and make sure you have the best first time any boy has ever had. Just let me get up for a bit. Don't give me that look. I know you love feeling me on your lap and touching my breasts, but I have somewhere else I want to sit, and I promise you'll love it. Slide back on the couch and make yourself comfortable. Now, I'll just take my shorts off. And my panties. Oh God, those are soaked already. Put my legs around your head. See how wet I am, honey? It's all because of you. And now I'll lower myself a little bit, and you'll use that soft tongue of yours to... Oh, yes. Yes. Such a good boy, licking me with so much passion already. You've been devouring me with your eyes for so long. Now eat me. Eat my little pussy baby. Start by licking the lips. Slowly put your tongue a little deeper. Just like that. You're a fast learner, aren't you? Oh my God, yes. Are you sure you've never done this before? Oh, you're so fucking good at it. No, don't try to speak. Just keep going. Keep going. I need you to lick my clit now. Go a little bit up and... fuck. Oh, you can suck it a little bit too. Yes. Yes, good boy. Keep doing exactly what you're doing now. That's perfect. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't you dare fucking stop now. Oh my God. Oh, I missed being wanted like this so much. Oh fuck, you're gonna make me come. Just a little more. Oh yes. Fuck. Oh my God. Oh, God. you did really, really well. Oh my god, are you okay? I got so worked up, I forgot to let you breathe. Oh, I'm so sorry. You're fine? Good. Being suffocated wouldn't be a very good memory for your first time. I'll let you catch your breath while I take off your clothes, okay? You definitely deserve a reward for being such a good boy. First, I'll unbutton your shirt. Then unzip these pants that are almost bursting right now. Oh my god. I think I might have exaggerated a bit on the teasing. Just, wow. I can feel your cock throbbing in my hand, even through your boxers. Talking about underwear, these are in my way. Or should I say, they were. Look at those veins and all that dripping pre-cum. Oh, baby, you can bet I'm gonna make it worth the wait. I would say I'm pretty good with my mouth, but I have an even better idea. What if I use my tits too? You look really into it, huh? Who would have guessed? Lay back like you did before and just enjoy yourself. I'll do all the work now. Just let me take my bra off. Cover your cock with spit to make it nice and wet. Oh, I love that look on your face when I tease you. It's so adorable and so sexy at the same time. But I won't leave you waiting any longer. I bet you love it when I put your cock between my big soft tits and squeeze it and lick and suck the head just like this. I know you're almost bursting right now, but you need to hold back. I want to taste every inch of this young, delicious cock. If you are an obedient good boy and don't come until I let you, I'll even slide your cock deep inside my throat and let you come there. Does that sound tempting? I'm not gonna go easy on you just because it's your first time, sweetie. Are you sure you can resist? Just a little longer. All right, baby. You can go as deep as you want and fill my mouth with all your cum now. You deserve it. Oh. Yummy. Did you like the reward, my naughty boy? Good. Very good. I'm sorry. I might be asking too much, but you think you're gonna take too long to recover? I know you're young and full of energy, and I'm dripping wet right now. My body is craving for you so much. Do you mind if I touch myself in the meantime? You can watch and see how much I want you. I've done this so many times, thinking about you before. Thinking about you fucking me. About all the fantasies I've had with you. Fuck. I was right about you being full of energy. You're already hard again. Are you ready? Come here then. I'm going to bend over that table right there, and you are going to do exactly as we've both been fantasizing about for so long. You're going to come behind me, grab my hips as tight as you can, and fuck my brains out. Now. Oh my God. Yes. Yes. Fuck me. Fuck me. Make up for all those times you've wanted to do this before. Harder. 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 For fuck's sake, just go as hard as you can. I want your cock deep inside my pussy. Wow. Since when did you get so aggressive? I think I finally awakened something inside of you, didn't I? Oh. No, I'm not asking you to stop. Spank me harder. Oh, harder. Oh, this feels so good. Oh, making a move on you was so fucking worth it. Oh, shit. Oh, I can't be so loud. The walls are thick, but the other neighbors are gonna hear us this way. Oh, it's almost screaming. Oh, quick. Oh, just get this tablecloth. Oh, and tie my mouth up with it. Just give me a hand here. Oh. need to feel you coming inside me. Oh. Yes. 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 Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, you came so much. Oh, I can feel it dripping out of my pussy. Oh, God. That feels so good. No, no, no. Just let it drip, baby. Yes. Good God, that was so amazing. Oh. I think I need to lie down now. Wow. Oh. If it wasn't by how embarrassed you were in the beginning, I would really doubt that you were a virgin. So was it good for you too? I really think it's important to make your first time special. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that, sweetie. Oh, and don't worry. I always use birth control to regulate my periods, so we're safe. Can we go to the bed now? I'm really tired, and you seem like you are, too. Here. Just lay down by my side. I know it's not very nice to do these comparisons, but my ex-husband always seemed to only care about himself when we did that stuff. I think I probably always liked to be a bit dominant, as you certainly noticed. But I never knew about it. He was too proud to even consider doing something like that. This was just something else entirely. For real, it was indescribable. It was incredible. If that's you as a virgin, I can't wait to see what a little monster you can become later. And I'll be so happy to train you, honey. I'm sure our nights together are gonna be even more fun from now on. Come closer. Let me hold you for a bit. I just wanted to say that you are amazing. And I'm so happy I got to know you. You really are one of the best things that's happened to me, and I really love you. Oh, shit. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said that last part. No, I mean, yes, it's true, but it was definitely too soon to say something like that. Please don't think I'm a freak, or I guess it's not like I know to hide it anyway. Yes, I love you. I mean, how could I not? You made and you still make me feel things that I haven't felt in years, and some things that I never felt before, too. And you're so funny, kind, smart, amazing, and... all right, I'm sounding like a teenage girl making a confession now. Are you sure you feel the same? I mean, you know, it's not going to be easy to be in a relationship with someone that's so much older than you. People are going to judge us everywhere. Your family might not accept it at all. I only want you to do this if it's what you really want, and if you feel that you're ready. Thank you. I'm so glad. We can talk about this more in a bit. But before that, let me go into the kitchen real quick and get that cake. Because I'm really hungry right now and you haven't tried it yet. Getting out of bed now is hard, but I'll do it for you. So how many slices do you want? As you wish. I'm sorry, I've just been really wanting to say this since we watched that movie together last week. I know, I'm a dork. You don't need to tell me that. Be right back, sweetie.